Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thursdays are the Thursday evenings. Under the Cover of Darkness is when the Portland sewer people come out. And I don't know if you got this on, I think it was Monday, we were talking a little bit about this.
Mm-hmm.
There are people coming out of Northwest Portland, out of the sewers, sometime after 10 o'clock at night. And it's starting to grab traction. It was all throughout the paper, through the Oregonian, the last couple of days. Some of the local news channels are beginning to show the surveillance video.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a lot of theories as to what this may or may not be with the Portland sewer people.
You thought it was people actually working down there.
I did. Because one of my sons, that's what they're doing right now. There's, you know, the infrastructure in the country is like on the verge of collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just building trains and all these other things while the main stuff that we need to have is just in utter decay.
But that was your theory prior to seeing the video.
I saw the video after, you know, because I figure, why do I need to look at it? I've already made my assumption. Uh-huh. I know exactly what's going on here. there is something maybe even more frightening that's going on in Kansas. We got our sewer people. Kansas has a dude who is going door to door in a hazmat suit ringing doorbells.
Why?
They don't know. They don't know who he is. He's wearing that plastic rubber suit, covers his face. And he also is wearing what appears to be a miner's light on his forehead.
Is he saying anything to the owners when they open the door?
All he's doing is going up to the doors. He's ringing the door, and then he quickly will walk away like a doorbell, doorbell ditch game. Remember when you were a kid, you used to do that?
Wow!
It's everything but the bag of on fire on the porch. Now, given the two, I'm just being honest with you, man. Somebody in a hazmat suit with a miner's light on, it's going to freak me out more than sewer people.
I agree.
Which got me thinking, of all of the people that could potentially ring your doorbell, right? You got all of the crazy people we know from movies. I don't want you to blurt yet. I don't want you to blurt yet. I want you to start thinking about this. If they showed up and they rang your doorbell, who is that one? Who is that one? Maybe it is the Portland sewer people. Maybe it's this dude in the hazmat suit. Friend of show, Taylor, in a sub email, terrykgon.com says, going with realism, I'd have to say the Beast of Jersey in his full costume. I'm not familiar with the Beast of Jersey.
So Edward Paisnell, I believe is how you say his name. He, in the 60s, he would put a mask on, like this rubber mask. It looks like it totally looks like a movie. And he would knock on doors and prey on women and children and do bad things. This is almost like any one of the movies that you would watch.
Do bad things and as in injure them, as in kill them, that kind
of
thing?
That would be a part of it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, and you said it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Then they finally caught him, right? He's not out there on the loose.
They caught him. He was in prison. He died in 1994.
Wow, that's creepy. That's too close to home.
It's too real.
That's the thing with the Portland sewer people, man. Who knows what's going on with these people? Good morning.
Yeah, friend of show, Brian. You guys are talking about the creepy people showing up at your door.
Yeah, yep. Who is it for you?
Man, I haven't seen Saw, but hands down, I would have to say Jason from Halloween.
Jason Voorhees.
From right? Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason from Halloween was kind of a wussy, but Jason from Halloween was kind of a wussy, but yeah, Jason from Friday the 13th, he's the one you don't want to mess around.
Yeah. He don't even say anything.
Nope. Here's why, because Jason's on my list too, but here's why. Because no matter how fast you run from the guy, he can go super slow. He'll always catch you.
Well, you know he's near because you hear the ching 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 wah 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 ching ching ching. Connor, friend of show, Connor says, "How about Damien? Remember Damien from The Omen? That little kid with the 666 in the back of his head?
Yeah.
I had a kid who looked just like him come to my door probably 2 years ago, wanting me to buy cookie dough. It was like a fundraiser for school.
I'll buy it all.
Just get off my porch. Creep me out. Hey, appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you so much for listening.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys rock.
Thank you. You have a whole list. So you have Jason Voorhees on there. Who else?
Jason, if it was going to be a knock at the door, it'd be Jason.
Yeah, would a dude standing there in a hockey mask is going to freak you out.
But back in the day, I was more freaked out by Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger was in his day. Now it's laughable, right?
Totally, now. But back in the day, it was like, because you couldn't get away from him. You fall asleep and he's got you.
Friend of show Adam has probably one of the most random of all time. He says, guys, I hate to admit this. The person that would creep me out the most is the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I watched some of that the other night. It's, with Dick Van Dyke. It's such an old movie. But, I can see how you'd be scarred if you were a kid and you were watching that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Friend of show Linda says, by far the worst would be Hannibal Lecter.
That would be bad. Yeah, because he might be a little hungry.
There's an odd side to it. I will tell you, Vince Neil from Motley Crue would scare me. He'd eat me out of house and home. I don't know if you've seen Vince lately. Is that mean?
That's a little mean, but
it's true. It's true. I don't know what else to say about it. And then I'd mentioned the friend of show Steve. Friend of show Steve digs one out from the past that you probably have forgotten about. John Doe. Remember John Doe, Kevin Spacey from the movie Seven?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a great movie, right? See, you forget about how great that movie was. That was the first time I have said, Brad Pitt's a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
Because up to that point, it was like, all right, I get it. He's a good-looking guy. That's why he's getting all these gigs, right? That's a good movie.
It is.
That's a great, creepy movie. Especially if you have the kids home,
Yeah, you should watch it with them.
Yeah, you should sit around and, break bread.
Do it while they're young.
That's a good. This is one of those movies where you transition kids from G to R's. Did that only happen in my house?
Big joke. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
Hey, last night I know we watched Bambi. Tonight we watched something a little more graphic.
You guys are grown up. Let's do it.
Good morning, KGON.
The creepy butler guy from The Shining.
Yes.
Remember?
That's a good one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He creeped me out. Worse than Here's Johnny. That was okay. It was a creepy butler guy that was, taking him on. That guy, no way.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even stop and think about it. So, later tonight when you hear, are you going to be thinking about creepy butler guy?
Oh, hell no. Reach for the 45, man.
Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you so much for listening. Good morning, KGON.
Yeah, I hate to have those two Cajun hillbillies from Deliverance come knocking at my door in the middle of the night.
You're dueling banjos in the background.
Squeal like a pig. That is fantastic, man. Thank you. Good morning, KGON.
Good morning. I think most women would be pretty creeped out by Bill Clinton at the door with a cigar.
But he has to have the cigar.
Yes, yes. See, now the creativity is coming out, man. That is excellent, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, man.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
All right, we're just talking about things that might scare you. A knock at the door. We started off with creepy people. What is it that would scare you?
A child that is not mine. I actually had this happen. I got home from going to the grocery store, and I hear a knock at the door, and I'm like, who the heck's at the door? And I go to the door, and this little girl, redhead, I'm a redhead too, and open the door, and this little redhead girl goes, Daddy. And I'm like, no, I'm not your daddy, sorry, and shut the door. I was like, what the heck just happened?
You just shut the door on her?
Wow.
I shut the door on her.
Did you yell and cuss at her, too? Threaten to shoot her?
No. My wife was like, well, who was at the door? I go, a little redhead girl that just called me daddy, and the look on her face was priceless. So I'm like, I don't know who she is. I don't know what she's doing here. Turned out she was like my neighbors. We lived in an apartment complex, and so it was, she went to the wrong door to go to her apartment or something.
Did you, for at least a split second, run through the cards of people that you might have played with?
Oh, yes. Very fast. I was like, okay, she's about this age. I'm looking back. I'm thinking, Rolodex in the brain of what did I do? Did I have a bad decision tonight? I don't know what was going on.
Too much tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Then after you ran that through, then you had to go through the deck of cards for your wife. All right, how do I explain this?
That was a whole other deck of cards I had to deal with.
Hey, what's your name, man?
Eric, friend of the show. I listen to you every morning going to work.
Appreciate you doing that, Eric. Thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.